This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Two Afghan policemen were killed as three separate sticky bombs exploded in Kabul on Saturday, according to Afghan police. A police spokesman said the two officers were killed when a sticky bomb attached to their pickup truck exploded in a central district of Kabul. The spokesman said a civilian was wounded in the blast. Another explosive went off in another police vehicle in a western district of Kabul, wounding two security personnel, and the spokesman said a third bomb exploded in Kabul but caused no casualties. Security forces, journalists, and politicians have increasingly come under targeted attacks as violence surges in Afghanistan, despite peace talks between the government and the Taliban. The talks, which started on September 12th in Doha, are currently on break until early January. Ethiopia's Human Rights Commission on Friday revised its estimate of the number of people killed in an attack by gunmen in the western part of the country earlier in the week. The commission said a total of 207 people were killed in Wednesday's attack, more than doubling a previous count. Local leaders blame ethnic Gumuz people for the violence, which took place in an area known as Metekel. The Human Rights Commission said an effort is underway to identify the victims with the help of survivors and identity cards. It also appealed for authorities to provide humanitarian assistance to the victims and people displaced by the attack, and it said around 10,000 people had fled the area as a result of the violence. Regional authorities said on Thursday that troops had killed 42 armed men alleged to have taken part in the massacre without giving details about their identities. From Washington, this is VOA News. The fast-track ratification of the post-Brexit trade deal between Britain and the European Union got underway on Christmas Day as ambassadors from the bloc's 27 nations started assessing the accord that takes effect in a week. At Friday's exceptional meeting, the ambassadors were briefed about the details of the draft treaty by the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier. They're set to reconvene again on Monday and have informed lawmakers at the European Parliament that they intend to take a decision on the preliminary application of the deal within days. All member states are expected to back the agreement, as is the European Parliament, which can only give its consent retrospectively, as it can't reconvene until 2021. British lawmakers have to give their approval too, and they are being summoned next week to vote on the accord. U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the holiday weekend at his Florida resort as both Democrats and Republicans wait to see whether he will sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package that he sharply criticized earlier this week. The legislation, which includes $892 billion for coronavirus relief, was flown from Washington to the president's Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach for him to sign into law. Pardon me, but the president surprised lawmakers in both parties by labeling the legislation a disgrace. Trump said the package gave too much money to special interests and foreign aid and said direct payments of $600 for most Americans should be increased to $2,000. A partial federal government shutdown looms early Tuesday if Mr. Trump does not sign the bill. Congress is planning to return to work Monday and could take up a stopgap measure to extend to government funding. Tunisian authorities say four pregnant women are among 20 migrants whose bodies were found off the coast of Tunisia after their smuggling boat sank. Search efforts continued for 13 others believed missing. Tunisian authorities said Friday that 19 of the 20 migrants who died in Thursday's sinking were women. Four migrants were rescued. The boat, overloaded and in poor condition, was carrying about 40 people from Tunisia and sub-Saharan Africa. And two climbers were killed and two others injured Friday on a mountain outside Iran's capital, Tehran, during heavy snowfall and a blizzard, according to the country's emergency unit. A spokesman for the state emergency services told state television the incident occurred on the summit of Kolochal. One media report said the climbers fell to their deaths. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.